Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, the continued meltdown of the financial markets spilled over into commodities yesterday with prices lower across the board. A recession is looming and traders were afraid of the impact on markets. Cattle spent some time in positive territory but retreated as pressure continued to build. Cash cattle did not trade as expected but may be difficult for feedlots to achieve higher cash this week due to recent circumstances. The slightly negative cattle on feed report, along with the potential for lower demand as consumers grapple with higher prices, may increase the resolve of packers to hold or reduce bids. Hogs could not find any support yesterday, even though cash was strong and cutouts were higher. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash up $5.54, with cutouts gaining 53 cents. Liquidation erupted as pressure from the outside markets mounted. The weakness pushed futures quickly below support, which resulted in further liquidation. What has been technical support since May is now price resistance. December Kansas City wheat's trading 10 cents higher early today, a more hopeful start after 2 days of selling and pressure from new 20-year highs in the dollar index. There's no denying the U.S. dollar is on a bullish tear, and it's difficult to see what might cool that hot streak anytime soon. The anticipation of higher interest rates from the Federal Reserve, in contrast to all the economic problems Europe is currently facing, are strong arguments for even more dollar buying ahead. December corn's trading up 3 cents early today, with commodity prices in general finding early support from a more relaxed U.S. dollar index. December corn continues to find support and is holding above its 100-day average of $6.65, a rare show of stability among commodity prices the past 2 days. November soybeans trading up 11 cents early today, getting at least a temporary break with 4 days of selling that has largely come from investors fleeing commodities in response to the Federal Reserve's hawkish commitment to eradicate inflation. We'll check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. October live cattle down 77 cents yesterday, 143.47. December down 120, 147.35. October feeder cattle down 127, 177.07. November down 120, 177.05. October hogs down 225, 90.37. Kansas City wheat, the December down 21 cents, 929.5. March is down 21.25, 926. Chicago wheat, December down 22.5, 858. March down 22.5, 871.25. December corn's down 10.5, 666.25. March down 11 cents, 670.75. November soybeans down 14.5, 1411.25. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.